Hi, welcome to the Random Hour. I'm your host, Kyle Crump. And as always, I'm joined with Devin Moore of Moore Sports. And today we have a special guest, SummerSkin90. Do you go by?
Hi, everybody. I'm Krista. You could also call me Summer, and because I'm literally sunshine all year round. I live in the most cloudiest state called Oregon, but it is very beautiful here during the summertime. So hello, everybody.
Okay.
Yes, she's a live streamer. She does Just Dance 2014.
Yeah.
2014. You know what? Yep. Fortnite, Final Fantasy, Mario Kart, Animal Crossing, Resident Evil, Mario Party. Am I forgetting any?
I mean, I play lots of games, so that's probably the basis of what I play, but I'm primarily a Just Dancer currently, and then recently got into Fortnite, and that's been a fun journey with my community.
Do know, probably my favorite thing to watch on Twitch is the cooking videos.
Oh, my cooking live stream, yes, and I just recently started doing cooking live streams. Every time I receive 10 subscribers, we do a cooking live stream. So that's my little like celebration gift to everybody. And it's been a hit. We've already done 2 cooking live streams.
Nice. I think they're called, you call them Taco Tuesdays, don't you?
Oh, so Taco Tuesdays are actually Just Dance days. So where people can do a little command in my chat. It's exclamation point taco, and like a little taco comes on the screen, and people get really excited about it. I even do Shake and Bake Saturdays, which are also Just Dance days, and I easily play Just Dance for like 5 hours, but we take breaks, don't worry. Gotta take care of yourself. Self-care is very important. Yeah, so I have themed days because it's just easier to remember what we're going to be doing, and people get really excited about it.
Okay. So let me start off. I'm going to start us off with the first question. So Krista, with the topic of music is a big one. With recent TikTok purging, right? How do you combat when TikTok, you know, you make a song or whatever on your live stream, or you post a video on TikTok and, you know, you play a certain song and then TikTok comes in and just like mutes it. How do you do to handle it?
Oh, you know what? It was a little bit of a struggle at first, but since I have done YouTube stuff in the past, I know that there's alternative ways to find like kind of a mix up of a song. So it's not necessarily the song that you have to ask for rights for, but it's like maybe an instrumental version of the song, or maybe a song that's similar to the song that you used on a video, and just re-upload the video with a different sound. Or I'm just like, okay, we're going to scratch it. We're going to start from scratch. I'm going to see what songs are actually on the library on TikTok, because I want to fall into the category of this is great content. This has to be seen by people on TikTok. So I don't let it defeat me. Was it daunting and sad at first? Yes. Did it get me worried and like think, oh God, the platform, what is going on? It's falling to pieces, because this platform has always been about music. Because it started out as Musical.ly and then turned into TikTok. And I actually started back in 2014. That's when I first started making videos. So I easily have over 4,000 videos. Yeah, it's been a journey. But I don't let TikTok's issues affect who I am, because I'm still going to be who I am and still connect with my community and inspire people from all over the world.
What about with Twitch? Have you had any problems with stream-friendly songs?
Well, you know what? Twitch developed just over the last few years that if you have copyright music, it just literally mutes that part of the video. That does not mean that your video is out of the question. Your video is just muted. And so you can still upload your videos, because I play Just Dance, right? There's going to be copyright music on it. And it's hard to keep away from all that copyright music. So I'm like, you know what? I still upload it and people still watch it. I'm getting between 120 views to like over 300 views on my VOD video of the day.
So, continuing on the topic of music and dancing, what is your favorite song?
Oh my gosh. So many people ask me this question.
It's okay not to know too.
Yeah, there are just so many songs that I resonate with and that just make me feel good inside. But probably like Rhythm of the Night is like such an 80s, 90s song that it's like it engulfs who I am. It's just like fun and vibrant and just flowy and like just got the good vibes. I'm just thinking of the dance right now in my head. And it's just like all around just a good bop. And yeah, Rhythm of the Night, I feel like, although there's so many other ones that I really enjoy. Do you know that song? Do you guys know that song?
I probably would if I heard it.
Yeah, if I heard it, I'd be like, oh yeah, this song.
No, yeah, I do. Yeah. Took me a minute to go back through the catalog, but yeah.
So let me ask you this. So on to our next question. What has been your best and worst dance that you've done during live streams? Like one dance you're like, yeah, I want to do it, and then one dance you're like, I don't want to do it.
Oh man, people are gonna give me a hard time for this. So one dance I really look forward to, like that I just absolutely have a fun time, is Can't Tame Her. Every time I play that song, it's just such a fun boppy song. And even before it went on Just Dance, I heard it through YouTube Music and I was like, oh my gosh, Zara Larson, I think is her name, that does the song. She just embodies like strong woman and like just feeling yourself. And I just loved that song a lot when it came out. And so every time people ask me to do that song, I'm like, yes, let's do it. Now, a song that I do not want to do, there's several of them, but like the one I'm just like, I cannot do is like the Chihuahua song. I don't know if you've heard of the Chihuahua song. It's not really my song. And every time I say, oh, they want me to do the Chihuahua, my husband's in the back, do the Chihuahua song. I'm like, I'm not doing it. I'm not. If somebody gifts me a certain amount, sure, I will do it for you, but I will not do it for free. That song, no, no, no. I also take a break. Like, I like Rasputin, but let me tell you, I used to do it every live stream, and I live streamed Just Dance primarily. Like, I was doing like 3 days in a row, and everybody's like, do Rasputin, and they would want it multiple times in a stream. And I'm like, no, that song is so tiring. And like, I'm working really hard up here, you guys. You guys get to sit there. I don't know. Not everybody sits. People tell me literally, I'm dancing with you. I'm like, cool. But if people are sitting there just watching you do it, like, I know you're not working hard like me, so please do not ask me to do that song again. You know, it's hard work. Dancing is physically demanding. And I do have to say, since I started this journey a few years ago, due to health things, I'll tell you, I was pre-diabetic and I was having also like women's stuff going on. And I was like, I need to turn myself around. I can't be this way. And so I was like, I'm going to get back into dancing. I was doing dancing before the pandemic, and now I'm getting back into it. And I've lost about over like 35 pounds just dancing and just eating healthier. And I'm very proud of myself. Nobody else is keeping me on track. I'm doing it myself, which is, I'm very proud of myself. But I'm also encouraging other people in this platform and business, they want to do it too with me. They're like, we don't want you to be alone. And it's been really great.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like there's a reason. What is it? Oh my gosh. Jazzercise is like a workout thing.
Uh-huh.
It can be, especially if you're dancing repetitively, and like it's basically just burning calories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it helps my body and my back. And I was in a in a car accident and stuff like that. So I was like, I need to get my body back into moving again, you know. And my job I don't know if I mentioned it, and I didn't in the interview, but I'm a certified nurse assistant at a children's hospital, and my job is very physically demanding. So I'm doing my physical job for 12 hours, and then I'm coming home, and on my days off, I'm dancing for 5 hours. You know, I'm keeping myself very active so I can live a good, healthy life.
Okay.
With that being said, what has been one of you, which we noticed that you like to dress up and stuff, try to be bright. Is there a certain stream uniform that you just love all time?
I have these like skirts that I got on Amazon that were like only $13. And literally those are like my favorite things to wear. Wearing skirts, I wear shorts underneath, and then I'll wear like a fun top. And like sometimes it's like a Barbie top or SpongeBob or Rugrats, or I have a Spice Girls one and an NSYNC one. Like I have like really fun tops, and it gets the conversation in the chat. And that's what I do. I'm trying to like get my community to talk with me, because sometimes I'm not gonna lie, it is a little hard to chat with yourself. I mean, I can chat with myself. I can chat with my dogs all day, but it's nice to have that communication in the chat, because that's what brings in more people into your live stream.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's funny. I remember one of your live streams I was just watching, and you were, I forget which song it was, but you were booking it hard, and all of a sudden you go, give me a second. Oh, hey, Billy. Yeah, Billy XYZ. And I'm like, golly, I wouldn't be talking to Billy right now. I'd be like, man, I need a second. Hold up. And everybody's like, play this. I'm like, nah, you better.
It's very demanding. Yeah, no, for real. I can't believe you were there for that. Yeah, I exactly remember that moment. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was one of the guys just slowly popping and be like, golly. And you were like, God, this is going to bother me. You were like doing hardcore mode. Like you were booking, and all of a sudden, everybody's playing. You're like, Billy, give me a second, Billy. Hold on. I'm going to answer Billy's questions. Everybody's like, play this. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, bro, give her a second. But you're right about it being demanding. I'm like, Lord, better. This is why I'm not a streamer. I've been like, yeah, no.
Well, I do have to say the platform on TikTok is different compared to Twitch. So Twitch is so chill and relaxed. And also you can do slow mode in your chat on Twitch, so the comments aren't coming as fast, which is really nice. But at the same time, it's like it's not right on time. And on TikTok, it's like on time. So it's like going so fast and you're like, oh my God, I didn't see your comment. And then people get upset. They're like, why didn't you see my comment? And I'm like, I'm sorry. I have to scroll up to find your comment. I have to, and sometimes people get upset, but I'm like, I can't please everybody. I'm a human. And I even have to mention that in my live streams. I said, I'm not a robot. I can't do every single dance you want me to do. I need to take breaks. I need to drink some water. I hope you're drinking your water. You know, like it's quite demanding on TikTok, but it's been wonderful growth. I grew over 30,000 in a year, or less than a year. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it's been great. But sometimes views aren't as good. So I do recommend to anybody that does live stream on TikTok, if you're not seeing the views within the first 30 minutes, and you're like, gosh, there's only like maybe 5 or 10 people in here, restart your live stream. Rephrase what you do in your topic, because you want to catch that audience. But also maybe wear a silly hat. I don't know. Be out there. I mean, I have this silly little thing that I'll bring in my live streams. And people love it.
Okay. Yep. So what I'm hearing is from here on out, when we make episodes, I just need to wear a giant cowboy hat and just exaggerate my accent.
Oh, come on. We can do that all day. Come on. Hold on. I grew up on a farm, by the way, out in the country. So I had a lot of country boys around me.
Why are you making that face? Kyle's like, ugh.
No, I'm just thinking of Devin when he chose to do like a country accent, and then my mind went to Taco Bell Devin, because
oh,
remember
God.
So So when him and Megan first started like dating, she's like, why do you guys say Taco Bell like that? And we just spent like a solid 30 minutes trying to figure out where the twang was and how we said Taco Bell. And we could not find it save our life. And we're like, it just sounds normal to us.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, that's a core memory. Yeah, when I first started dating my wife, she's like, y'all say Taco Bell funny. I'm like, how? It's Taco Bell. And me and Connor's like, Taco Bell, Taco Bell. Like, we were just 30 minutes trying to figure it out. But she always messes with me. But when, you know, her mom calls her, she goes, Mama, I'm doing this. And, like, her accent comes out. I'm like, see, you make fun of me, but you're over saying Mama. Which I'm probably hear the twang in my voice.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, I grew up out in the country. So there was people that have all different accents, especially here in Oregon. I feel like there's people from all over the world that kind of come here. Like we have, you know, Hispanics a lot and African-American and just like, we just have like all good different accents.
Transitioning. We talked about some other games that you play. What is your favorite non-dancing game to play on stream?
Well, I mean, I guess as of recently, it's been Fortnite, but I do love me some Zelda, like on the side, and Final Fantasy. I'll always go back to my Final Fantasy X because it's just that game brings back my memories from when I was 11, 12 years old, and I'd go to Justin Video, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this game looks so cool. I don't know who this guy is on the front, which is Titus. Oh, he looks really cool with that sword. You know, like it's just, that is a game that I'll always go back to. And just, I love it. And when I went to TwitchCon back in October of last year, I connected with so many people that just like have those same memories like I do. And so there's like a big audience for people that love Final Fantasy, and like the new Final Fantasy came out. I haven't played it yet. Actually need to play the old Final Fantasy 7 and then play all the new ones. But I was waiting because I was like, it's going to be forever before the new one came out. And now it's out. So I don't know. I want to stream those, but it's hard to like kind of turn the audience because TikTok is so picky on what you play.
This might be a question you don't know, but I'm just curious.
That's okay.
Is there a Final Fantasy anime?
A Final Fantasy anime? Oh, yes, yeah. There is. Yeah.
Okay. I thought there was, but I wasn't 100%.
Yeah. Sure. So like there's like the Rebirth movie, I believe. Or was it Rebirth? Yeah, I think so. And then there's like a different Final Fantasy movie, but it's not like the Final Fantasy movie of like Titus and Yuna and like Final Fantasy X. But like when you play those games, it feels like a movie because it just plays so beautifully.
Yeah, that wasn't one of the interview questions. I was just curious.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Yeah. And this is where the trail goes to the far left. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, and one thing about us, if when you listen to our stuff, we're big. What loser just, you know, likes anime? I mean, what losers, man? You know what I mean? Just
I got all my manga. I got all my manga back there on my bookshelf.
See, the funny thing is, that's actually my manga that he's holding up.
What? Wait, hold on. He stole that from you?
No, I lent it to him because it's like, oh, man, okay. I've got all of them. I'll just lend it to you. You can save money. Mm-hmm. I was like, shoot, while I'm down here, let me lend you Dragon Ball Super and like the first 23 of One Piece. So he's been reading that. And then this lurked organically. I've been reading this.
Oh, it blurred out for some odd reason. No. Oh, there it is, Berserk. Okay. Oh, that's huge. Jesus. Yeah.
It's got three volumes in it.
Oh my gosh. It's so big.
I finished about... Okay, so yesterday, I finished all Kaiju number 8. And then I finished two of these big black books.
Wow. I love manga so much. I used to read it a lot in middle school and into high school. I would always save up my money, like, you know, the little money that your parents would give you. And you're like, they're only $10 each. Okay, I got to save up for like $50 or $100 so I can get 10 books. You know, like that's what I just would spend my money on.
Yeah, no, my wife's such a big like romance manga person. Like anytime we go to the like Books and Millions or Barnes and Nobles, do they have Second and Charles out there in Oregon?
Mm-mm, not that I've heard of.
Okay. Well, places like that, she wants to go buy like all the romance ones. And it's, she's like, all right, you go pay for it. And I'm over here like, all right. And the clerk's just looking at you. Like, you know how the clerk sometimes looks at you like, hmm. So you like Dress Up Darling, do you? I sure did. Now take my money.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. She's reading Dress Up Darling?
I'm just giving an example. That was the first one okay. that popped up in my head.
Because I've been reading that.
I have a lot of old ones. I recently did buy some new ones, but I haven't even opened them up to read them because my life has been so busy. But maybe I should bring them with me when I'm at work and I'm sitting one-to-one with a patient and they're sleeping. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll just read this. Keeps me more awake than an actual book, sadly. I do love reading. It's just, it makes me tired.
Yeah, I have ADHD and dyslexia, so I'll read a good bit. The problem is it will take a lot out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And so after I read all that yesterday, my girlfriend's like, hey, let's watch a movie. I only know the beginning of the movie we watched and the end of the movie, and I fell asleep in the middle of it. How did you get into acting and modeling?
Oh, that's a great question. Okay, so let's go all the way back to 2014, where they were looking for extras for Portlandia. I didn't get to be on Portlandia, sadly, but I applied on their like main website. It was like extras only or something like that, or extras background or something like that, or extras.com. Anyway, so I made a profile, and then like probably in October, I think it was October, they contacted me and they're like, hey, do you want to be an extra in Grimm? And I was like, sure, I'd love to be an extra in Grimm. Mm-hmm, yeah, that was my first ever episode, I believe 6 or... Yeah, I think it was episode 6 or 8, one of those. And it was like Love is Blind, I believe was the episode's called. And you can actually see me in the background. You see my hair because my hair was a lot more puffier. Today's kind of mute, but it's like because my hair is so curly. And it was really cool. And I met a lot of people there. And then people were telling me of like different websites to like apply for, to be in a background or extra or this and that. And so I was like, okay. And so then it just kind of grew from there. And then I lived in a area where there was like a little shop called Bernie Dexter. And it was the 1950s style clothing, rockabilly. And so I'd go down there and they would take your picture and the dresses. And so I learned how to do like posing and just like be really fun. And that's why I got really into like my colorful dresses. I was already a colorful person, but like then that's when like my style really started to grow. And I was like, oh, I could get some really fun outfits. And I was also starting to like do Musical.ly and stuff. And then I would watch YouTube videos and like of people doing face painting and makeup stuff. And I was like, oh, I should try that out. I'm really artistic. And I would do live streaming because back then on Musical.ly, it was called Lively. And so I would do drawing live streams or dancing live streams. I literally would put on my boombox. I call it a boombox. I know it's a Bluetooth speaker, but I call it my boombox. And I would just dance around and play Bruno Mars songs or Megan Trainor. No, wait, Megan Trainor, was she back then? Yeah, no, she was back then. And then like Katy Perry and like just a lot of really fun bots that were really up lifting. And I would only get like maybe one or two people in my stream, but it'd be like the people that had followed me for a long time, like from the beginning kind of thing. So And I still have those people that followed me from way back in those days. And they're like, I remember I was like 14, 13 years old, and you inspired me, and you're still doing amazing, and I'm so proud of you. And they're like, you inspired me to graduate high school and this and that. And so, like, I've just been a very big, I guess, presence for a lot of people, okay. Which has been great. Yeah. I know that's a long, like, short story, but yeah. And then I continue to do modeling and acting still. I just did a modeling event just yesterday we did like a women's empowerment event. And then I was also in a La Victoria salsa commercial. I was in Pretty Little Liars. I did a Japanese car commercial, which is only aired in Japan, not here in America. But the La Victoria salsa commercial, I was like the main person. So they dolled me up. I was beautiful. I was like looking like back in the, I don't know, I guess 1950s, 40s. And I was like really fun and cute and pink.
Okay.
What happened
That's very interesting. Like that interests me. Like, how do you do a Japanese commercial? So like,
I don't speak Japanese, but they used a drone to film it. So they had a drone and it just came up and it would just like fly around and it was just taking shots and video. And we were supposed to like pretend we're at a picnic. And then like the car pulls up because it has supposed to be about the car. And then I like wave at the main actor and they come over and they get out of the car and they're like, oh, hi. And then it's just like, I don't know how it turned out. But that's just all I had to do. Okay. So yeah. I was also in a movie. I was in a couple movies. I was in Timmy Failure, which is a Disney movie. So I got to be in a Disney film, which was really cool. And then I was in Bad Samaritan with David Tennant and Robert Sheehan. I actually met Robert Sheehan, which is, if you know who that is, he's on Umbrella Academy. He plays the eclectic kind of gay guy. I don't know if you know him, but so he's been in so many things and he was so nice. He came up to the extras and he like chatted with us. And then he was like, I was on the opposite side. It was 27 degrees outside. Oh my God. So cold that day. They didn't really bundle us enough. We stand outside for 3 hours in the cold. Like, I'm not going to lie. Being an extra is tough work. They don't pay you as much. They pay you like minimum wage. And they give you snacks. And actually they do buffets, which is really nice. So they do feed you pretty well. He was standing on the other side doing the filming, and on my side, they had this huge drone. I mean, it was like just so big and it like came up right where I was at. And, they were filming other parts. It was supposed to be like an action scene. So the car is supposed to smash into another car, but it's like, you know, special effects. So they like have a car that just zooms by, but pretends that it like crashes. And he was like on the other side and he waved at me and it was really cool. He was really nice, very kind. And then during lunchtime, David Tennant came in and everybody got quiet and you're like, oh my God, it's David. We can't say anything. Can we really go up to him? A few people did go up to him.
Okay. So a pretty cool guy. I mean, that's kind of brutal. I've been like, what? Do they at least pay extra good?
I mean, like $90 for the day, I think, or like a $90 to $180 a day. I guess that's pretty decent. But like, it just depends too. Cause like you're working long hours. Like when I did Grimm, that was my first ever one that I was on. We were there from 9 a.m. to 3 in the morning the next day.
Really?
It was a long day, but that was good pay because it's like overtime after 8 hours.
Really?
What's your favorite food to make?
Oh, man. Well, yeah, because I do cooking live streams, right? I mean, I'm not going to lie, like my go-to is like just cook up some seasoned chicken and some vegetables. Like that's easy to do. But I really love making like pozole. So my mom used to make that all the time growing up for me. And that's probably something that I go back to that brings back good memories of my mom, because my mom sadly passed away a few years ago. And it's a great way to remember her, because my mom was such a big cook. And we literally would have parties almost every single weekend. The whole family come together. You're like, oh, grandma's in town. Okay, grandma that I don't know, that's like from another family, but they're coming over. Or that uncle that mm-hmm. seems like an uncle's coming over. Okay, we're going to have a party. Okay. You know, it's literally all like that, because Hispanic families, we just like come together, and it's always about food and just like coming together, but like kind of bickering a little bit. Mm-hmm. They always have to pick on you somehow. But yeah. So pozole is probably something that I love and enjoy to make. Or enchiladas, chicken, ooh, cheese enchiladas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know how to make tamales. I haven't made them yet, but it's just my husband and I and my four dogs. So I don't really make tamales because it's a big process.
Yeah. I have a friend who's from El Salvador, and her mom knows me as that skinny white kid. So she'll just like send her with a bunch of food, and she's like, is he gonna be able to eat this? And she goes, he'll be able to eat all of this and then some. And then she'll watch me devour and be like, he eats really well.
yep exactly. And if they offer you food, do not say no, because they take it as a disrespect. They do. It's very interesting, the culture that Hispanic families have, and actually in general, like cultures outside of America. Really?
Oh, yeah. Food's always a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Krista, our next question for you is there any tips you would like to give out for anybody that's starting out streaming that you wish you would have had when you started? Oh, don't bump your head. Oh, somebody's making a special appearance.
Oh, look at the dog.
You bumped your head. Yeah, you're crying because you bumped your head.
Aww. Gosh. I'm trying to think, because I've been in this business for so long. So I'm trying to think of like what are the things that I wish that I knew back then? I guess I wish that I knew that it's okay that you're not getting somewhere fast, because things do take time, and to be patient, because people don't tell you that it's going to take a little bit of work and effort to get to something, because people easily these days don't have patience. I mean, I have lots of patience because I work with children, and you have to learn to be patient. But I'm glad that I stuck with it and not gave up, because like, look where I'm at now. I'm at 67,000 followers on TikTok. I'm at 1,500 followers on Twitch. I have like over 200 subscribers on YouTube. And I have like, I don't know, 1,900, a little over 1,900 right on Instagram. So I've really like built myself and my brand. But I also feel like for anybody that's super new to live streaming, you don't have to have all the glitz and glamour and all the gadgets that you think you need to have. Literally, for the longest time, I was just using my phone to live stream. Oops, my camera's going to follow me now, I think. My phone to live stream. You can literally use your phone. There's an app called OBS Camera, and as long as you have a PC. But if you don't have a PC, you can literally, with Twitch, you can stream directly from your phone. Have a nice tripod. That's what I really recommend. Get a tripod. You need a tripod. Get a nice connection for your phone or your device and aim it down. Plug it in. Press record. Go. And then just like, hey, put some background music. Doesn't have to be. Just make sure it's not copyright, because you really want to get yourself out there. So like, go on to a nice little YouTube, like the Chill Vibe channel. And then be like, hey guys, welcome in. Or like face it towards you. Like do something that you're interested in. If you're into art, draw something. Ask the audience, hey, what should I draw? Can you draw a dog. Okay, I'll draw a dog, you know, or talk about your favorite movies, or, you know, people just want to connect with you. So be like, hey, how's your day? You know, I just, connections with your audience is really important. You don't have to fill every single minute and second with something like a word or talking, but it does help. But those moments where it is quiet, it's okay. Because those people that were like, ah, this isn't cool, aren't the people that are going to support you, and know that it's going to come in waves. Because that's what I'm seeing now. I'm seeing a big wave of people coming into my streams, into my videos. And actually, people just come from my videos and they're like, I love your videos. They bring me bright, like, happiness. And that's why I want to see. And that's what I give to people. Now, I do mention it's okay to not be okay. Take care of your mental health, especially when you're getting into live streaming. Don't consume yourself of it. Have a job. Have something that's stable. Do not invest everything into live streaming, because live streaming ain't going to make you money right away. It does not. And that's why I've always had a consistent job. Like, my main job is being a CNA at a children's hospital. That pays my bills. That's what keeps me going. That's what I'm able to live stream on my days off. But my live streaming is something extra. So when you get subscribers or gifts on TikTok or bits on Twitch, those can be like incentives to be like, for your audience, hey, if we earn this amount, we can maybe get a VR set or maybe get a new camera for my live stream. You guys, I know my camera has its issues, or, oh my God, I really need a ring light. You know, I just think those are really good ways to like grow and just get better. And I went to TwitchCon and they even talked about it too. A lot of these live streamers, they started from like not much of anything. And same with me. I didn't used to have this great mic. I didn't have a ring light before. I didn't have this nice Insta 360 camera, by the way, you should check it out. You know, I just feel like there's just so much. YouTube, go to YouTube. That's what I did. I went to YouTube and learned how to live stream. There's a lot of really cool creators. I've met Loaded Wombat. He is a YouTuber. Met him at TwitchCon. I told him, I said, your videos helped me get to where I'm at today. There's a few other people too. So you should definitely, if you're getting into live streaming, those are some good tips, I feel like. And those tips, I wish I kind of knew, but I've grown from that. So I hope that is good.
Yeah, no, trust me. We've been doing this since 2019. And you want to talk about when I tell people we're like independent funded, and have we hit so many errors along the way? Oh, yeah. Like, any error in the book, we've already hit. And it's like, it happens. And it's like, you know, one of these days, I'm going to move out of my mom's basement.
Are you really in your mom's basement?
No, I'm making a joke.
Mom, make me a meatloaf. I'm just kidding.
He loves meatloaf, actually.
I know. I can tell.
Mom, I'm a meatloaf.
Yeah.
No, the ultimate goal, one day we would like to have the big, you know, big studio where it could be like, hey, yeah, hey, we're paying for your plane ticket. Come chill with us in person. But until then, it's like, hey, yo, you're free this weekend? Just some random dude just hopping in your TikTok game and be like, hey, yo, I'm independently funded. You want to come chill with me for about an hour?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we feel that. And those are pretty good tips. I mean, pretty much the same thing we could say on our end, too, just being podcasters. I mean, like, especially with...
important thing that I was saying, consistent, because we started off with just one phone, like us huddled around one phone, to pillow forts, to us being like, is your internet good? Oh no, mine's actually funny now, to stuff like that. It's just main thing is staying consistent.
Consistency. And then I also forgot to mention, like, making connections with people, reaching out to people, but don't just be like, hey, you should come to my channel because I'm so awesome, blah, blah, blah. Don't do that. Have a conversation with somebody. Talk about something that you have interests in, because if you don't, they're going to be like, oh, you're just another like wannabe or scammer. Oh, be careful of scams. That's also another thing. Oh my God. Do I get scams? I don't get them. I understand they're scams. So I can tell what's a scam and what isn't. But a lot of people that are super new, they're like, oh my God, I can get this brand deal, this and that. Do not. I repeat, do not click on any links. Check it out. Look on Google being like, huh, this seems like a very weird name. This does not seem legit. Be careful. Please be careful. Nowadays, scammers are getting really smart. And I do not want anybody to like get their computer like jacked or like their information jacked. That's it hurts you as a content creator so much. Like people have gotten their accounts stolen. Like people actually have asked me to sell my verified account on TikTok. And I'm like, I will never, ever sell you anything because I've worked so hard for what I have. Yeah. Yeah. I've had like 16-year-olds that were like, I have $100,000 and I can buy your profile. And I was like, no, thanks. I don't care if you have $100,000. Yes. Would that be nice? But I know that it's a scam and it's fake. You don't have that.
Oh.
All right, Devin, are you ready for the last question?
Yeah. Sorry, I was getting into it.
No, you're good. That was a pretty good tip.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the dog.
Yeah, I got to talk about the dog too.
He's ready to speak. He doesn't ever speak. But this is Jack, our official mascot. His sister is literally laying right next to me. She knows when we're recording because I'll tell him, like, hey, let's go. We're going to set my office. Let's go. We got to record.
Lily was in one.
Okay.
I said Lily was in one where she was like, she wanted to be in your lap for one episode.
Yeah. Well, it's mainly, this is Jack.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I need love and food and attention. So I'm sorry. That's like, he literally... I'm surprised when we did the pro wrestling interview, I'm surprised he stood still for that 30 minutes. I'm over here looking, I'm like, do not jump, do not jump. Today, he's like, bro, I'm jumping.
Yeah. He heard that I had dogs, so he knew.
Yeah, that brings me to my question, though. This is the important question we want to ask. What are your dog's names? And if possible, can we see that?
You want to see them? Oh my gosh. Well, they're all downstairs in the bedroom. So I can ask my husband to bring one of them up. Hold on.
Let's go. Here, let me get Lily. Come here. Hop down. Let me show you Lily. Come on. Hop down.
I'd show you mine, but mine's at home.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, people want to see Lily. People see you every time we do this. Come on. Down.
I can describe Rue. Rue is a mix between a wiener dog and a miniature pincher.
No.
She's just like really round with like long legs. And she's a bit chunky.
Oh. Yeah, I have a oh, hi baby boo. Come here. Hi baby boo. Oh. So this is Ace. And he is a rat terrier Jack mix. Hi, baby boo. And he likes to wear, oh, look at that one. He likes to wear his coat because he gets really cold. But he doesn't have a tail. We rescued him. He was about a year and a half when we got him. He's had a lot of health issues. He's gotten like 18 teeth pulled out the last time we went to the vet. He's just had a lot of health stuff. But he's the sweetest dog ever. He loves to jump around and play. He like dances with me. Same with Curly. He's that French poodle one that comes in the stream sometimes, you guys, you've probably seen. I have Cujo. That's a rat terrier, or not rat. Yeah, Cujo's a long-haired Chihuahua mix. I think maybe a toy Aussie. He was my mom's dog, Pitcher dog. There you go. And then I have a Pomeranian Chihuahua named Sookie. Okay. And she's my smallest.
Huh.
I got the spot.
What does Suki look like? Because I had a Pomeranian Chihuahua mix.
She's all black.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's your Pom cheese name?
So her name was Bandit. She passed away a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like kind of like a giant. She was just fluff. pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, Slicky's pretty small. She's like, I want to say she's the size of a newborn baby, if that can give you like comparison. She's not a very big dog. She's always been small. She was a mom. She had 4 pups. 2 of them didn't make it, sadly. Yeah. We used to have 5 dogs. I had a border collie named Rocky, and he would literally sleep in the back of my streams. If you maybe look far into my videos, you can see him, and he'd like to be in my videos. I dress him up. His name is Rocky, and he was a very sweet boy. And then we had a Jack Russell too, and his name was Rambo. So we had Rambo and Rocky, and Rambo was a Jack Russell, and he kind of looked like, people said, Wishbone in a way. He had like the facial markings of Wishbone. He passed away too. He's 15. Rocky was 13. And then Cujo, he's 14. Sookie's 13. Curly is, I think, probably 11 or 10. And then Ace here is about like 8 or 9. I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love my dogs.
This one right here, this is Lily. These are both of them are my white dogs. This is Lily. She's a short-haired Dachshund. Say, I'm the big 8, but I don't act 8. I act like I own this house. So when mom's gone, I just bark when I don't want to jump on the couch. But sometimes I'll jump on the couch for your love in the morning. Or she's gotten – it's funny because their personalities, like little dogs to me, have the most interesting personalities. So when I was dating my wife, Lily right here used to be the most laziest. But she has gotten up with me so many times. Like, she's woken me up a few times. Mm-hmm. And it's like – dude, come on. Where the white one, Jack, he's actually 10. And he doesn't act 10. Although we did pull our back muscle for like 2 days and had me freaking out.
But
he's fine. Hey, actually, it's funny you talk about teeth pull. I thought I'd get his teeth pulled last week. He had he's got them aging spots, and one literally grew on his jaw right here. And the vet The vet was like, okay, we caught it in time. It's like small, but over time it will get huge. They're like, what do y'all want to do? And we're like, yeah, let's go ahead and cut it before he won't be able to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all good. These are my wife's pride and joy, but they have just the most interesting personalities, little dogs do.
Oh, they do. And all of them have their own personality. They really do. Ace.
Yeah.
Funny thing is, I've primarily had little dogs most of my life, but I prefer big dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a German Shepherd growing up. So every day, I think it was 6th grade, I would jump the neighbor's fence and go into his yard and take care of his dog. He kept trying to get rid of this dog. And it was this big German Shepherd. And I would take care of her and feed to her and clean up the yard and all that. And then so he tried to give us the dog, but we couldn't take it. We couldn't keep her because we already had like 4 dogs.
Uh-huh.
And so he goes, well, just make sure he uses the fence instead of or the gate instead of keep jumping the fence. So she was like my dog, and she was just a big baby. She would just, her favorite pastime was watching TV. She would get in the recliner, curl up with a pillow, and just watch television.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm putting my camera still so it doesn't move. I grew up on a farm, so I always had like lots of animals. We had barn cats, of course, and we had cows and chickens and pigs for a little while, rabbits. We had 40 cows, so we didn't have a dairy farm. We actually butchered like some of the males, and then we would keep the females so we can keep producing more cows. So that's kind of what we did. Did a lot of help raising little baby calves and stuff. So we had a few dogs on the property, of course. Like my childhood dogs was Buddy and Sugar, and Buddy was like a chow mix, and then Sugar was like, we got her at a feed store, so we're not really sure what she was, but she seemed like a husky mix in a way, but like very short hair, didn't have like the long hair going on. She just had kind of the markings of a husky. We just always had dogs, but my mom never allowed dogs in the house growing up until I met my husband. And then she was like, okay, we can have a dog. And I had gotten my border collie Rocky, and my parents just fell in love. And then he was living in the house for a while until he got too big. Like at 6 months, he got up to 60 pounds. He was a big boy. And then when he was grown, full grown, he was like easily 105, 110 pounds. He was a big border collie, like way bigger than a normal border collie, but he was the sweetest giant ever. And then my parents got Cujo. And so Cujo moved in with me, and same with Curly, because those were my mom's dogs. And my dad has a German Shepherd, and she's very sweet. Her name's Athena. I'm trying to think. Yeah, and Suki came a little after Cujo because my parents wanted puppies. So that's what happened. But I love having pets. I don't think I could be without a pet. And I think if you are able to have a pet and you're able to like take care of them, it's really rewarding and really nice to have just like a little companion next to you.
Oh yeah. I know my grandmother never liked dogs in the house. And then, so when I brought my German Shepherd, I would bring her every holiday, like every holiday we would eat together. Mm-hmm. And then she had her own little plate with like turkey and stuff made for my dog. And then she would not allow any other pets in the house because my dad brought his dog in one day. And he's like, I hate that little thing. Get that little thing out of the house.
Oh, no.
Well, with that being said, Chris, that was our last questions. Is there anything you want to plug in or anything for your fans to know that's coming up?
I don't really have anything that's coming up besides like my live streaming. I'll be live streaming on Tuesdays, usually on my Taco Tuesdays. I will be streaming on Wednesday also this coming week, but usually I work Wednesday. So I don't know exactly what we'll be doing. Probably Fortnite. I know they had the server down last week. So if you want to check me out, I'm SummerSkin90 on TikTok, Twitch, Instagram. And it was really great having you guys have me here. And I hope you guys have a wonderful day and always be kind to others because you never know what anybody's going through. And yeah, thank you.
That's nice having you.
Yeah. And hey, you can follow us on our social media. Sorry, I'm going to plug us in real fast before I end the call. But hey, if you guys enjoyed Krista, we've had other great shows on the other guests on the show this month. So don't forget to subscribe to my channel, The More Sports Podcast, where it's not your typical sports podcast like always. In fact, an episode that Krista might be into is you're a Quidditch player, Kyle, where we literally talked about the game of Quidditch. So,
Devin, I don't think you're supposed to sell her on our podcast. I think you're supposed to tell other people.
Well, look, hey, I'm just giving her an example of an episode.
I do play the Hogwarts game, but I know that they're coming out with a Quidditch game. So that sounds really interesting to me. Oh, I've never played, you know.
There's actually an actual sporting event which is fairly well diverse, where you have to have a certain amount of guys and girls on your team.
Oh, okay.
And then it's, you know what, just go listen to the episode. I can give you an entire rundown just off the top of my head.
But yeah. And then, of course, we got the Random Hour here. We've got Popcorn Buckets, where we review a movie every day of the week. Again, all of our shows are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Podcasts. And hey, don't forget to check out our YouTube channel, Random Incorporated, where you can also see the video version of this interview and other exclusive content that we've made along the way. And you can follow us on our social medias. Follow us on Twitter, RandoCorporate1, and on Instagram as BucketBoys2023. Until next time, guys.